Hey guys, this is Matt Powell. So it seems that in America and across the globe, people have struggled with pornography. Christians have struggled with it, non-Christians have struggled with it, and it's an epidemic in the world right now. People, the addiction rates are so high, it's just completely off the charts. I just wanted to do a video about this topic because people have been deceived today. There is men out there that will say, if you're a real man, you'll look at pornography and you'll look upon all sorts of women. Here's the thing, guys. If you look at pornography, scientists have stated that it will erode your prefrontal cortex physically. It will destroy your brain. So the supposed thing that supposedly makes you manly in 2021 is the very thing that destroys your brain cells and make it so you can't even physically carry out what God designed for you to carry out in your marriage when you share intimacy with your wife or your husband. And so that gets destroyed when you view pornography. That gets destroyed when you view images that are inappropriate for you. That woman that you look at, or that man that you look at, or whatever you look at, that doesn't belong to you. You need to look at and invest in what belongs to you. If you're a woman, you shouldn't be looking at other men. If you're a man, you certainly shouldn't be looking at other women. God has designed marriage to be strong and intimate, and when you look at another woman, that actually destroys the intimacy that you could share with your wife, destroys your brain cells, it destroys everything that God originally intended to be good. People, the way they get into pornography is with an original good desire. The desire to reproduce is a good desire. I mean, men, if we didn't have the desire to reproduce, the human population would have gone extinct. We need that desire. That desire is ordained of God, but it's to be carried out within marriage with the person that you're married to. I can't even believe that this is supposedly controversial, and that this video right now will be taken as controversial, and people will say that it's just so crazy to wait till marriage or to not look at pornography or to do things God's way. Here's the thing, folks. When you do things God's way, it will pay off. The world has this idea that if you're a Christian, if you do things God's way, you're just not going to really live a very good life and you're not going to have any excitement in that area. Actually, no, it's the other way around. If you view pornography, it actually destroys the excitement that you could share with your spouse in your marriage. The Bible says that marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. And here's the thing, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so if you're looking upon another woman, if you're lusting after other women, that is going to cause you to be dissatisfied in your marriage, no matter how beautiful your wife is. I know of men out there that have very beautiful wives that still view pornography because their wife doesn't cut it for them, supposedly, because nothing can cut it for them because their prefrontal cortex has been eroded to a point where they can never get enough. It's a constant dissatisfaction. What God intended was for when you get married to be able to be satisfied with the wife of thy youth. The Bible says, let her breasts satisfy thee at all time. At all times. So your wife should be the one that satisfies you at all times. That's love. That's compassion. That's called being a Christian. It's not even really being a Christian. It's just being a good person, is waiting till you're married, not looking at pornography. And even after you're married, not looking at pornography, it will destroy your brain cells. It has nothing to do with supposedly being manly. It will only cause you to be a worse individual and sick in the mind. And people that get deep into pornography, it starts out with a little bit, and then they start getting deeper and deeper, and then that doesn't satisfy them anymore. Then they have to get deeper in, and it doesn't satisfy them, and they have to go deeper, deeper, deeper into things that are so disgusting and reprehensible, even to normal people. Pornography poisons the mind. I'm just here to let you know, God's judgment is on those who look at that. The Bible says that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And many guys say, oh, it just feels so good to look at other women. Okay, well, the feelings will be gone after a few years when your prefrontal cortex is eroded and your brain cells have been completely and utterly demolished. The Bible simply says that sin has pleasure for a season. We shouldn't enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, folks. You should invest now in your marriage. And if you have a husband or a wife that struggles with that, you need to pray for them and you need to simply remove where the temptation is coming from. If the temptation is on a phone or a device, you need to just simply remove that device out of honor for your spouse. Get a flip phone. You know, if I was to struggle with that, I would get a flip phone. I wouldn't have an iPhone. And you know why divorce rates are so high right now? It's because people are viewing things that they shouldn't view. They're not being satisfied with their marriage. They're not being satisfied with one another. They're not doing what God has commanded them to do. That's God's judgment on this nation, is pornography. It's simply the judgment of Almighty God. God hates pornography. God hates divorce. And pornography is actually one of the causes of divorce in our nation right now. One of the leading causes, as well as finances. Invest in your marriage before you even meet your spouse. You know, looking back, I'm glad that I waited till I was married to have intimacy in a sexual relationship with somebody. I'm happy that I waited. It was the right thing to do. And now my wife doesn't have to wonder, oh, was so-and-so better than me? She doesn't have to feel that way. And you know what? Your spouse doesn't have to feel that way either if you do what's right. And you may say, well, Brother Powell, I've already fallen in that area. I've looked at pornography or I've slept around before marriage and I've done the wrong things. What do I do? Set a date. If you've done those things, simply set a date and say, okay, from this day forward, I'm not going to sleep around. I'm not going to do what's wrong. I'm going to flee fornication, as the Bible says, and I'm going to embrace the one that God told me to embrace when it comes time to get married. And it's better to marry sooner than later. It's better to marry when you're young, because God intended for a man not to be alone, but he intended to have a helpmeet for him, which is the woman. And you need to honor and respect women. People don't honor women today. People don't respect women. If you look at a woman as nothing more than something that you get pleasure from, then you're a wicked person. They were taken out of the man. The Bible says that Eve was taken out of the rib of the man, and God formed a woman out of his rib. Eve, the mother of all living, came from a man. And so when you degrade women, you're degrading yourself, men. We need to take a stand in America today, guys. And if you struggle with pornography, I would rather you unsubscribe from my channel and get rid of all your internet and just use the very basics at work or at the library than to struggle with such a grievous sin before God. Bible says, whoso looketh upon a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her in his heart. The Bible says, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. You don't want to sin against your own body. You want to remain pure for your wife. You want to remain pure for your husband. You don't want to, you know, and some guys will say to girls, oh, if you really love me, you'll let me touch you. You know what? If they really love you, they're going to marry you. That's how God designed things. That's how it works. They're going to put a ring on the finger and they're going to marry you if they love you. They're not just going to say, oh, well, get the milk for free, but don't buy the cow. Whenever I hear that statement from some freak, it just makes me realize they don't actually care about the person they're getting with. When they say, oh, just get the milk, but don't buy the cow, they're literally equating a woman to a cow, to a literal animal. May the Lord have mercy on this country and on the people that have perverted what God intended to be good. Anyways, I hope that you guys enjoyed this video. I feel that there's a tremendous need out there for more things than just creation science. Folks, we need to get into the bread of life, into the Word of God, into, you know, Jesus said, I am the living word. We need to follow Jesus and his example. You know, science is secondary. When it comes to everyday life, the Bible, the King James Bible, is what should be our final authority. I hope that these facts really stick with you, and that if you struggle in this area, I want you to know I am praying for you, and I want what's best for you.